Boring yuppie fuck. As I walked out the other day, just trying to save some trees, a passerby, white shirt and tie, yelled some abuse at me. He said, "Why don't you get a job, you bludging greeny scum?" This was my reply to him, and I yelled it at the top of my lungs. I said, "Oh yes, what do you do then, and what does it contribute? How does it cover up who gets shot and who you help to shoot? And how does it help to decide who's to live and who's to die?" Actually, I didn't quite say that. This was more my reply. I said, "You boring yuppie fuck, you boring yuppie fuck, why don't you just go away and fall under a truck? If you think you're getting rid of me, mate, you're out of luck. You right-wing racist, apathetic, boring yuppie fuck." He was taken aback when he heard my words. He'd expected meek and mild, but being meek and turning cheeks is really not my style. "Then get a haircut," was the next thing that he loudly whined. I'm surprised he's managed to survive this long, if he's not just thick but blind. So I replied, "You boring yuppie fuck, you boring yuppie fuck, why don't you just go away and fall under a truck? If you think you're getting rid of me, mate, you're out of luck. You right-wing racist, apathetic, boring yuppie fuck." He dribbled on his tie, belched, "Fag up and die," and went back to his work. He probably thought he'd scored the winning line from his self-satisfied smirk. He's probably an accountant for the lawyers who defend Shell or BHP. And if he thinks that's socially useful work, well, I just can't agree. So I replied, "You boring yuppie fuck, you boring yuppie fuck, why don't you just go away and fall under a truck? If you think you're getting rid of me, mate, you're out of luck. You right-wing racist, apathetic, boring yuppie fuck." Now you may say I should have tried to convince him that we're right, and that alienating potential support is a sure way to lose the fight. Now that argument's fine if reasoned debate would win him to our ranks, but if someone throws a turd at you, you don't swallow it and say thanks. Now I really do think non-violence is the best way to save the trees, but I'm not a Gandhian and I don't believe I have to love my enemies. I wouldn't like to see him shot, I don't believe in it, but the way I see it is, I have no gun but I can spit. So I spat, "You boring yuppie fuck, you boring yuppie fuck, why don't you just go away and fall under a truck? If you think you're getting rid of me, mate, you're out of luck. You right-wing racist, apathetic, boring yuppie fuck." One more time with feeling and harmonies. "You boring yuppie fuck, you boring yuppie fuck, why don't you just go away and fall under a truck? If you think you're getting rid of us, comrade, you're out of luck. You right-wing racist, apathetic, boring yuppie fuck."